Should Donald Trump be prosecuted? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It appears the Democrat-led committee investigating last year's Capitol riot think the former president should be. Expected to announce that in a last public meeting today.
The chairman of the House January 6th Select Committee, Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, says they will give final approval to their full report today, but it will not be released to the public until the 21st. Thompson also said they will announce the names they are referring to the Justice Department on a criminal basis. It will be up to DOJ what to do with that, if anything.
The Justice Department has its own investigations into his post-election conduct and the classified and other documents the FBI seized from the former president's Florida resort. That's now being led by a special counsel. That was Fox's Jessica Rosenthal that reported. A nightmare on a Hawaiian Airlines flight, hit by severe turbulence, lifting some passengers out of their seats, hitting their heads on the ceiling, 11 people seriously injured.
This happened about 30 minutes outside Honolulu. A number of other passengers and crew members suffered less severe injuries. The Hawaiian Airlines flight originated in Arizona.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. There's a rescue operation off the coast of Thailand after a Thai Navy ship sank in rough seas. They're searching for 31 sailors. 75 have been rescued. The U.S. is readying more aid to Ukraine, which includes possibly more advanced air defense as Russia keeps up the attacks, trying to knock out more power.
3 days after one of Russia's biggest assaults on Kyiv, authorities reporting another attempted onslaught. They say more than 20 Iranian-made drones were detected over the capital's airspace, but at least 15 were shot down. We're being told a critical infrastructure point was hit.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. They partied and partied in Argentina and anywhere there are Argentina fans.
These scenes will live forever as Lionel Messi and Argentina have won the World Cup.
Argentina beat defending champion France in a shootout in the final on Fox to win soccer's World Cup. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An even bigger wave of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally may be looming on top of an already record surge. The Trump-era border policy Title 42 that's blocked some migrants from entering the U.S. for COVID reasons is court-ordered to end Wednesday.
Many in the border states are bracing for an increase in the already overwhelming number of illegal migrants coming into the U.S.
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on ABC's This Week. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, says Congress must act on immigration reform. But until then, when it comes to Title 42...
We need an extension until we can get a viable answer for this. Right now, this is unattainable. This is wrong.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
We keep saving at the gas pump.
28 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $3.27.
That's an analyst Tripoli Lundberg survey of stations. AAA's national average for regulars is $3.14. That's 16 cents less than a year ago. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. Coming off a second straight week of losses, the Dow dropped nearly 2%. On Sunday Night Football, the New York Giants beat Washington 20-12. Earlier, other games with playoff implications, the L.A. Chargers topped Tennessee on a late field goal 17-14. Las Vegas beat New England on a fumble recovery as time expired 30-24. And
the Kansas City Chiefs took a little longer than expected to clinch their seventh straight division crown. Jerick McKinnon scored on a 26-yard touchdown run in OT. KC down Houston 30-24. Jacksonville stunned Dallas in overtime 40-34. Elsewhere, Philadelphia improved to 13-1 after downing the Chicago Bears 25-20. Cincinnati came back from a 17-point deficit to defeat Tampa Bay 34-23.
That's Bob Mortali. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.